NYC Mayor Eric Adams sues Texas bus companies, not Joe Biden, for crippling costs of illegal immigration. By John Binder on January 4, 2024. Mayor Eric Adams, D., is suing several Texas-based charter and bus companies for not covering costs associated with illegal immigration when busing border crossers and illegal aliens to New York City. While President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, releases about 5,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the United States interior every day, about 34,000 have arrived in New York City from Texas via buses contracted by Governor Greg Abbott, R. The migrant busing scheme has been widely successful for Abbott, allowing Texans to off the costs of record illegal immigration levels under Biden onto sanctuary cities like New York City, Chicago, Denver, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles. On Thursday, Adams and New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D., announced a lawsuit against 17 charter and bus companies contracted by Texas to send border crossers and illegal aliens to New York City. Adams argues that the bus companies ought to cover the costs of illegal immigration in New York City to the tune of about $708 million, a press release states. Today's suit seeks to recoup the hundreds of millions of dollars incurred to care for all these individuals. Costs moving forward for any of those migrants still in New York City's care. And costs for all those who are transported to New York City from Texas in the future as part of Governor Abbott's plan. Emphasis added. Adams said Abbott's migrant busing scheme is an attempt to overwhelm our social services system and accuses the bus companies of violating state law by not paying the cost of caring for these migrants. That's why we are suing to recoup approximately $700 million already spent to care for migrants sent here in the last 2 years by Texas, Adams said. Governor Abbott's continued use of migrants as political pawns is not only chaotic and inhumane but makes clear he puts politics over people. Today's lawsuit should serve as a warning to all those who break the law in this way. Likewise, Hochul said the bus companies, not the Biden administration, should be on the hook for the cost of sheltering those individuals, not just passing that expense along to hard-working New Yorkers. According to Adams, from April 2022 through December 2023, New Yorkers have been forced to spend $3.5 billion housing, feeding, and clothing nearly 165,000 border crossers and illegal aliens released into the U.S. interior by the Biden administration. As a result, Adams is slashing city services for New Yorkers with a 20% cut in spending to afford services for border crossers and illegal aliens. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.